Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and one of the things I love about being able to host this program is to be able to provide an opportunity for other wonderful ministries that are providing hope to other people. And I'm so excited that there's going to be a new ministry opportunity coming up later this August by Never Alone Widows. And with me today is a couple of the ladies that are going to be helping start this new ministry. I have Corbett Polk and Jamie Davis with me today. Ladies, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, obviously, there's certain groups, clubs that we like to be a part of, but there's some that unfortunately we don't want to be a part of. And Corbett, I'm sure you never dreamed that you would be sitting across from me sharing about a ministry you're starting called Never Alone Widows.
You're exactly right, but I tell my friends that I'm on this wild ride with the Lord, so we're just going to see what happens. So thank you.
Well, we appreciate you sharing. Tell us a little bit about your husband, Rod, and just kind of your all's journey.
Sure. So Rod and I were married almost 20 years and have two daughters. We spent most of those 20 years in Jessamine County. However, in 2017, he took a job in South Carolina. And so he was in pharmaceutical sales. And we were there about 9 months, and he started not feeling well. And he thought he had a pulled muscle. But as he hit stairs for work, he had shortness of breath and just really didn't feel good. And so we had been there 9 months. We didn't have a doctor. And so we were playing basketball with this guy's kids who was a doctor. And so he called him up and he's like, "Hey, I'm not feeling well. Do you mind if I come in?" And so he went in, and the next day he called him and said, "I need you to come back in and bring your wife." And our life changed that day. And so we found out that Rod had leiomyosarcoma, and that's a rare cancer. And he had a massive tumor growing off his vena cava. Now, for those of us not in the medical field, your vena cava is the vein that takes the blood back up to your heart from your feet. However, later we found out the Lord had already found another way for that blood to get back up to his heart. So our bodies are amazing. Our bodies really are amazing. So the next 2 years, we met with surgeons and met with two different doctor groups, and one was going to shrink the tumor and take it out, and then another team was going to just take out the tumor. So we went with the team to take out the tumor, and on June 6th, he had a surgery to remove the tumor in 5 organs. So we were in intensive care for 2 days, and our total time, that time in the hospital, was 40 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, how old was Rod at this time?
Rod was 48.
Okay.
You know, we had a great life, and we were great Christians. And I say that, and I kind of chuckle now, because we were great Christians. I mean, we were checking all the boxes. We were going to church. We were leading Bible studies. Our kids were in church, serving. But this cancer journey changed us. And the walk with the Lord I have now, I couldn't have had without cancer. And that's hard to get your head around. You know, we had 2 years of 2 surgeries, clinical trials, a chemo trip the chemo was called Red Devil. None of it was lost on us, right? And so near the end, Rod said to me, "Do you think people would think we were crazy if we said we were thankful for cancer?" And I chuckled. And he said, "Because without cancer, we wouldn't be where we are with the Lord or where we are together." It changed us. And I have close friends that talk to me now and say, "I want what you have." And it's hard because I don't know if you have to go through that suffering to get that close with the Lord. But part of me feels like you do.
Well, what a powerful, powerful story. You talked about the 40 days intensive care, and and I'm assuming Rod did not come home from that. Is that correct?
Well, he came home, so that was the beginning. So we found out in April that June he had surgery. Between April and June, he had 5 blood transfusions. So that's how this tumor was a beast. But he came home from that 40 days. We rehabbed him the rest of the year. And the following January, he started the clinical trial. That March, we got kicked off the trial. We had another surgery and then started more chemo. And just near the end, his body couldn't handle it. I feel like the Lord really taught me, like, I chased healing and I chased life. And sometimes there are worse things than death. I mean, what do we do to our bodies to hold on to this life we have? It's hard to watch. It is really hard to watch. And, like, he gets heaven, right? And so, he gets heaven.
Yeah. And so, how long have you been walking this journey now as a widow?
2 years. It's just this past June. So, from his first surgery, June 6, 2018, and he passed away June 6th, 2020.
And you have 2 precious daughters. What are their names?
They're precious some days. They're teenagers. But yes, so Addie is 15 and Melina is 13. And you know, the interesting thing, Greg, is Rod's journey with cancer was part of the story, but raising teenagers who've lost their dad, I wasn't prepared for that. So the Lord has really showed up there.
You give us an example of that?
Oh, goodness. It's just hard. It's very hard. You know, I'll give you an example. So, Father's Day is super hard. And they have a hard time because when the spiral starts, it's, he won't be at my graduation. He won't walk me down the aisle. And it's the things that they won't have. And I just really believe, Greg, that we can't have Rod, but we're going to have a great second person. And that's what I tell them. You know, we have a core group of friends here that we've known for 20 years, and I told them, you may not have your dad walking down the aisle, but you're going to have 5 men walking you down the aisle. And so it's our community, right? So the Lord gives us community to help carry us.
So that's what I was wondering, and I know God shows up even through the extremely painful times like this, and we talk about communities are really important here, and obviously right now for you and your family, I'm in that community. I know you said you've been in a life group, some of them I'm friends with too, and man, they've just been really a light in the darkness, and during this storm have been just a real kind of a safe place for y'all, haven't they?
They really have. And, you know, I'm the first one in that group to lose a spouse. You know, so it's very interesting. You know, I look at marriage differently. And I look at people that have their husbands differently. Right? So, I mean, I tell them, go home and love their husbands.
They don't put the toilet seat down, it's okay.
Right. All that, oh gosh, once you have perspective. Yeah. I mean, the things that really matter, right. It changes your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, powerful, Corbett. Thank you so much for sharing. Jamie, can you share a little bit about your journey and Adam?
Adam and I were college sweethearts, and we got married right out of graduate school. We lived in Lexington since graduation, and we have 2 daughters, Stella and Charlie. And Adam was just the ultimate girl dad. He loved being a girl dad. He was very fit. He was an underwater engineer, so he did scuba diving for work, and he was just very fit. But he traveled a lot for work, and we went to Disney World in December of 2017, and he noticed that his leg was swollen. And he was ultimately diagnosed with a blood clot, which wasn't too far-fetched since he did do a lot of traveling. But his leg never got better, and we prayed about it, and we prayed about it. And about 10 months later, we found out that it was actually a tumor and not a blood clot. And he too was diagnosed with leiomyosarcoma on our 10th wedding anniversary. And so he underwent surgery, and a few months later we learned that it had metastasized to his lungs, and he underwent chemo and radiation and all the things. But, you know, his story and our story is, there's so many different stories within this one story. You know, there's the God story, there's the Adam story, there's the story of, you know, parenting through this. I mean, I could talk for days and days about it. But, you know, Adam prayed about his leg not getting better, and we realized that God answered that prayer. You know, he made his symptoms worse, and he didn't let his leg get better because we weren't treating the right thing. And that was so powerful to hear Adam say that, and for us to live that out, is that, you know, he was with us all along. There are so many ways through our story that we realized that too. I mean, people just showed up for us, and I mean, it's just astronomical if I'd told you all the stories. But ultimately, Corbett and I met because of a God story too. A person in her life group was actually one of the PAs taking care of Adam. And it turns out that we lived just a few miles away from each other and attended the same church, and our husbands had the same diagnosis, and we both have two daughters. And it was just amazing that that one person connecting two people is going to just ripple effect into what we're doing now.
Well, that is, you can get on the other side, which I know it's still a long, long process, but you kind of see God connect some dots, and that is amazing there with that. And that's one of the things that tomorrow we're going to have Corbett and Jamie share some of the God stories to encourage you, two courageous ladies that are going to be starting a new ministry in August here in Central Kentucky. It's called Never Alone Widows. They've got a website, neveralonewidows.com. And we've only got about a minute left, Corbett, but can you just tell a little bit what that's going to be like on August 18th, I believe?
Sure, sure. We're having a meet and greet at Luna's Cafe there on the edge of town in Fayette and Jessamine County. And yeah, we have no idea who needs us or who needs the Lord. And so we are anticipating it could be great numbers. I mean, you think about the widows that are just in a normal year, but then you pull in the pandemic. And I don't think the church or our counselors are prepared for the grief. I really don't. And so we're going to meet whoever wants to come and join us at Luna's on August 18th at 6:30 and just go from there.
Wow. Well, we'll have the contact information available with this podcast. So if you want to go to our website, hopeishere.today, you can do that. It's hopeishere.today. And also the website, neveralonewidows.com. And if you've been blessed by this program, I want to remind you, sure, a podcast of this program, we're available on all the platforms where you listen to podcasts. So we hope maybe you'll share that with somebody that could use this information here in Central Kentucky. But unfortunately, we're out of time. But join us again tomorrow as Corbett Polk and Jamie Davis are going to share some of the God stories where he was even during just this really painful and tragic time of losing their husbands. For Corbett Polk and Jamie Davis, I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Sometimes ordinary tasks become extraordinary feats. That's why there's the Joint Chiropractic to keep you moving. To get help today, text Tate's Creek to 56468 to claim your free consultation, exam, and adjustment during our grand opening period in July. Located conveniently in Tate's Creek Center, no appointments or insurance are needed. For additional information or to sign up, visit us online at thejoint.com. That's thejoint.com.